welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Good morning, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to start winning with life, money, and business. Now, I am very excited on today because I'm going to be sharing with you on this Financial Freedom Friday is what we typically say. But you know what? This information is so valuable no matter what day of the week it is. And we're talking about going from passion to profit. We're going to wrap this up on today. And I'm going to talk to you about the four biggest mistakes many entrepreneurs make, and I want you to avoid them, okay? And these are mistakes that I've made over the years, but I would be nowhere near where I am today had I not discovered ways out of my mistakes. And so I want you to know that mistakes have probably much bigger value in your life than your wins. I'm going to share some mistakes that I've made in business. There are plenty others, but I would say these are the top, plus I'm going to give you a bonus one. And I want you to take notes. Our scripture is coming out of a passage. We're coming back to the book of James, and we're going to go from chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. But I want us to go to the Lord because I need you to understand that we, humans, God's highest creation, was created, yes, to worship him, but to solve problems. That is the way you become fruitful. And that is how you multiply. This is a huge key, game-changing key to your wealth. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you made, and we're glad, rejoice, we're here in the land of living. Heavenly Father, we are just so honored to be able to call you Abba Father and be able to call you by your name, knowing that you are the Alpha and the Omega, and to think that you left us basic instructions for us to have an abundant life. On this day, as we are want to learn how to become passionate, to become profitable in every area of our life, let us see challenges as the only way to make changes. When we see that, we will begin to see and unlock our fullest potential. Let's get excited about creating great exits to our challenges, and let us count it all joy. We're going out to do these great exploits in your name, but we want to do it as we are serving you, not man. Yes, man will benefit from us becoming servants to you, your will in your way. We honor you and we bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, amen. All right, good morning, and I want to hop right on in and go to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, starting at verse 2, and the Bible reads, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now, I want you to go back and read this in your private time with God. And, I mean, sure, you can become super spiritual, but I want you to get the wisdom. In this passage that I discovered that was always in the Bible waiting for me was during some really crazy times in my life. And I realized that when I read in this passage that my problems, every one of them had a purpose. And I began to see that the purpose of problems was to help you grow, get better. And I became not a problem seeker or problem starter, but a problem solver. And it created millions upon millions of dollars. One of the things it says in this passage, and this was a greeting from James to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad. Go read it yourself. So that means that every human, race, color, creed, financial class, physical abilities, mental abilities will all have various trials. So there, the problem that you're going through, everybody got them. They have them at their level. And the purpose of them is to bring us closer to God to get the wisdom. Don't forget, this is what was granted to King Solomon, wisdom. And he said, come on and ask me. But don't ask me without faith, doubting that what you're asking, I'm going to deliver. As long as you remain stable. Now, let's think about this for a moment. Whenever we're in a problem and all we're doing is worrying about the problem, there's no way that we're really spending real 100 time in the conversations with God. You just can't. Because even in the midst of the craziest problem and you now really surrender and give everything to God, you will have these moments of serenity and peace that will surpass all understanding. Like, how can I be at peace in the midst of my problems when you seek wisdom and you know for sure it's going to be right as long as you keep moving? Now, let me tell you some of the mistakes that some people make, though. They just sit still and think, oh, God's going to do it. Wait a minute. He already done it. What else you want him to do? He already done it. What else do you want him to do? It's your turn. So I want to let you know that, yes, entrepreneurship is challenging. Ask me how I know. I've been through so many. And guess what? When people are asking to interview me, or when people are asking me to come and speak, and people are asking me, it's because I have been one to overcome obstacles. No one, including your prospects, your customers, business partners, want to keep hearing your problems without you understanding that there is a solution. So you don't want to just keep being lulled into a coma on Clubhouse, grabbing information that you're not implementing. You don't want to be that instigator on Instagram only looking for insights, and you don't want to be that fable-telling entrepreneur on Facebook. What we want to be is real, and I want to tell you these four mistakes. We talked about lead generation. This is something you need, and let me tell you something. It is not all about blasting what you offer on social media and praying that someone will go see your ads or pass by and just hand over their credit card to you. You need to first realize everyone is not your best prospect and be okay with that. I've been in environments where they don't want you to talk about God and business. Well, that's not who I want to talk to. People pleasers don't really solve problems because most people don't even know they have a problem. And some people are offended when they realize they have a problem. And sometimes they offended when they know they have a problem and you don't. You're not looking for those people. You're looking for the people who are looking for you to be consistent with your message and be authentic, whether they click comment, like button or not. There are some posts that I make in social media where you might get one like, no like. So people saw it and scrolled right by. That wasn't their cup of tea, that post. But what did that have to do with me being consistent with my message? Nothing. Because when your ideal buyer comes, they going to scroll through and make sure that you was consistent and say now they are credible. Mistake number two, believing when your prospects say they don't have the money that they really don't have the money. Now, what they're really telling you is, I don't trust you with my money. I don't like you enough. I don't know you enough. And this is the reason and why when you are looking to make conversions, it's going to require the conversations, many conversations that you don't want, because you avoid the conversation because you want to avoid the word no, or you want to avoid an objection or a trial. How do you get to really know what your potential buyers like if you don't know what they dislike? You have to practice to get paid. You want to be paid without practice. Who wants to pay people who don't practice what they preach? That's a big mistake. So that mistake was me, and I was like, oh, I don't want to be on social media. Figure out means of how you can be consistent on social media. I was coaching one of my clients and telling them about how they can create content so easily and how you can leverage not only other people's content, but then now you can identify what do you feel more comfortable, what can you be more consistent with? Do that. Whether you're the one that posts, sometimes I do the long post. Guess what? I want my ideal client to be a reader. I want my ideal client to be a person that says, oh, yeah, I enjoy reading her post, because now when they start working with me and I'm telling them, read this book or read this document so that you can go to the next level, I don't need to keep hearing, I don't like to read. That's not my ideal client, because we're going to have to converse. They may not feel they like to read right now because they don't know the value of reading. But if they're consistently reading my posts, they're already being trained to read articles or read different things. They're being trained to read. Because, see, I know that even sometimes when you're listening to the Audible books, I've listened to Audible books and I've read some books, and I know that even in such, many a time some things are even left out, or even the opportunity for you to hear your own voice ingesting the information as you're reading, so you can become that which you're reading. People don't understand how powerful it is for their own voice, because we don't read with our eyes, we read with our mind. So even you reading is going into your mind, and now your mind is being shaped, and you will implement more. Mistake number three is not having a clear onboarding system for your prospects and your customers and your partners, meaning after they get started, then what's next? Yeah, you can automate those things, but you want to have some opportunities where now you're bringing them in to communities where you can communicate with them. Think about the root word, communities, communicate these things, take sales further. It makes your business profitable. So those who say, I don't like people, you might as well say you don't like money. Because this is the era we're in. Your era that you are in is your arrow. Your prospects want to be communicated with and by you. Mistake number four is not seeing your existing customer as a base for the most cost-effective lead generation strategy. There is a acronym that pretty much is like cost per customer, cost per acquisition. And majority of the work is done on the front end. You exhaust it. And this is where most people really try to say, I'm going to keep going lead generation, lead generation, lead generation. I'm not converting anyone. I'm not going to follow up to make sure that I have extended conversations to follow up to convert anyone. I just want to have the first conversation that I want them to buy. Now, I bet you, let me tell you something. I'm gonna give you an aha moment right here. The same way that your clients buy from you is how you buy too. I'm going to say that one more time. The same way your prospects or your clients buy from you is the way you buy too. They want everything for free. You want everything for free. As soon as it costs you something, you do nothing. And so now you have two people who really don't want to do nothing talking to each other. What's going to come out of that? You have two people that probably want to work on their relationship with money, but they're going to exchange money. Well, how do I know that? Because I've invested so much in my education as an entrepreneur, strategically, intentionally. But how are you? How much are you investing in where you want to go? Now, can you make wrong investments? Yep, you can. But that's a problem that gives a solution. Let me tell you something. All of the investments where I did not see like the return I expected, I realized I always got a return on my investment. Whether it was a lesson learned, whether it's me being able to discover, that's how I'm finite in to be able to put what I need to put in Peak Millionaire Club, because I've been in so many top-level masterminds, and I see that even what those things, what those some of those masterminds are missing, and I was able to add that in to Peak Millionaire Club, making sure the experience, these are the things that you don't understand. There's always a return on the investment, and if you can count it all joy when you fall into various trials, you'll come out. And this is the bonus. Mistake is not hiring better people sooner. I've learned that even in the type of business and where I want to go, you need to vet the people, not only their skill set, but also their mindset. I'm going to say that one more time. If you're an abundant builder, you can't have scarcity-minded people working with you. They won't have passion for your vision. They're only going to try to see how they're trying to come up off of what you're doing. And I learned this through various trials. But guess what the return on investment was? Allowed me to learn that I knew how to do a lot of things I didn't think I knew how to do. And then whenever you get what you don't want out of life, it helps you clarify what you really do want. That's the wisdom that I received out of every trial. And so now I have a habit that anytime I have a problem, I'm looking for the purpose of the problem, and it allows me not to stay in the problem long. And then I begin to realize if I still have the problem, it's not the people, place, or things that's the problem. It's me that's the problem. Why would I want to take responsibility for the problem? Because I get to own the solution. And people who solve problems are the most profitable. Huh. After you go through enough problems, you can't help but have passion. After you've come out enough problems, go through and come out, it produces passion. And that's where now you have no doubt. And where there's no doubt, there's faith. And it activates the hand of God. So whatever you're doubting right now about your success, your business, your life, your money, avoid the mistakes. Everyone's not going to be able to avoid them, because some people are going to hear this and it's going to fall on deaf ears. Some people are going to hear this and believe it doesn't apply to them. Some people are going to hear this and do nothing with it. So it's not going to help everyone. And I know that. But that someone who also will be able to admit, I need help, they will invest in themselves. And when we open up Team Billionaire Club, they're going to be the first ones in line. When we have the Power Moves tribe, they're going to be the ones that not just like on the post, really read them, ingest them, and do something with it to say in the meantime, between time. Then you'll go from just being a scroller to a high roller. Wonder what they doing. The real question is what you doing. That pause was just for you to get a little moment to get mad enough and say, that ain't going to be me, not next time. These problems I have, there's a solution to it. And guess what? As you come out the solution, it builds up your story. Your story now can build up someone else. So don't even be afraid of sharing that you have a problem, as long as at the end of the story you can say, I discovered the solution. And after you keep discovering solutions, you become the solution. God bless you. Love you.